Hi, this is Siobhan Shaw. This is my talking blog titled Sealing My Fate. It's April 25th, 2010. As I begin to pack up my stuff for the move, I've been surprised at what's come up for me as I sort, pack, and then seal my things into boxes. I've sealed my fate when I made the decision to move. I no longer can live here in this home in a state of complacency and let life go by as I had been. I have to make new choices in my life. I have to create new surroundings. And as intimidating as it seems, it is also very exhilarating. I am truly happy to be moving, so much so that the next 5 weeks are going to seem like an eternity. It may surprise most that where I'm moving to is still up in the air. I've got no idea where I'm going to be living. Right now, as of June 1st, I'll be of no fixed address. For once in my life, I'm not moving somewhere. I'm not going to a particular place. I'm actually giving control over to a higher power, and no, I'm not getting all religious on you. That higher power is actually me. It's my authentic self. It's the real me that I'm beginning to really get to know through my association with the Broke Wives Club. That me is adventurous. She's social. She's creative. She's a nurturer. Well, she's all that I am and all that I'm going to be. And I'm taking a huge leap of faith, but I know I'm going to land safely. But this time, I'll be living life from a place of strength and knowing that I am able to create any life I want. It's a freeing feeling to put your stuff in storage and take off for points unknown, to see what life has in store for you. As a result of this move, I've embraced two words: I can. That's right, I can do anything I want. I can get in the car and drive without knowing the destination. I can leave everything I know behind. I can change the course of my life to suit my needs and desires. I can, and I will. I am so excited about where this journey will take me. It's an amazing feeling to know there is nothing holding you back. Now, I don't have children, so I have more freedom than a lot of people to pick up and go. But I fully recommend at some point in your life, before or after children, that you try this. The unknown holds so much possibility. Maybe you'll never leave home, but just try getting in the car one day and driving without a destination in mind and see what adventure you end up having. It may just surprise you what you're going to discover about yourself. As I prepare for my move, I've been pondering two words. I can't. As people talk to me, they say, "What? You mean you don't know where you're going? You don't have any idea of what your address will be? You can't do that. How can you do that?" The I can't phenomenon is one that stops people in their tracks and keeps them from realizing their true purpose, their incredible potential, and really from living in and with passion in their life. Stop and really think about those times when you said, "I can't." You've said "I can't" to yourself, and I know you've said "I can't" to someone else. I wonder how differently my life would have been if I had just dropped the T and said, "I can," instead of saying, "I can't because of what other people might think," or "I can't because I live in fear of what my choice may bring." We say "I can't" way too quickly. "I can't do this, that, or the other thing." What if this was as simple as a kiss when you were 20 years old and you said "I can't," and you actually turned away and shut the door to the possibility that that kiss may have created for you? You may be thinking, "Well, that's the past and you can't relive the past." Yeah, I agree. Thinking about the what ifs can only make you crazy. You've made your choices, but can we not learn from those choices and those times when we said "I can't"? We can stop and ask ourselves today, if I say "I can't," am I really just scared of what changes I might bring my way? Is "I can't" just an excuse for not stepping past the fear barrier we've all erected to keep our feelings safe, our hearts from breaking, or our lives from being ruined? Is "I can't" just a way of being complacent with your life and not letting new possibilities come in that may just rock your world and be the best thing that's ever happened to you? What if you said "I can"? Would it really be so bad? Would it really be so scary? Would it really ruin your life? What if those times when you had a chance to say "I can" instead of "I can't" was just a test? Did you pass or did you fail?